Holy shit, today is the new record holder for most humid day. I just got off a bus, which was annoyingly cold, like freezing, like really cold. I had to put my jacket on and put my hands in my sleeves because they were freezing to death. It's like, Jesus Christ. But then I stepped out of the bus and it's legitimately like, not even like you just stepped out of the shower. It's like you just stepped into the shower. My fucking glasses completely fogged up. I couldn't even see. I had to like raise my glasses. They're like, where's the crosswalk? What the fuck? Now it's all balanced out a bit. And they're still pretty foggy, but I can at least see. What a weird day. So I really been having, I mean, obviously I had a lot of sleep problems in Japan as well. But it hit new levels in South Korea. I mean, I just have sleep problems all the time, no matter where I am, but hit new levels in South Korea because I was kind of rebelling when I got to Seoul. It's just like, whatever. I don't even want to go outside in this city. It's all gross and full of pollution and garbage. So I just distinctly stayed up all night on purpose, and I never really shook that. So when I have a bad insomnia day, you know, I mean, it's come up recently, but I'll stay up till like 7 in the morning. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's beyond staying up late. And that unfortunately happened yesterday. And I don't know what to do about this. I really gotta try. I mean, that's the irony, though, of insomnia. You can't try to fall asleep. You can't put effort into it. It doesn't fucking matter. If anything, it might be counterproductive. But it really does destroy the next day. It just makes it quite worthless. So even though I had like no sleep at all, it's like, well, it's not too rainy today. Maybe I should go try to continue my circumnavigation. And then I got myself to the bus stop and I got there at like the worst possible time where it was gonna be like a half hour wait for the next bus. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this then. Let me walk to the other bus stop. Maybe I'll just go into Jeju City and go try to see the dentist. But then I didn't make it anyway because midway to Jeju City, I smelled really strong burning rubber, a really, really strong burning rubber smell. And I was like, maybe there was an accident around here or something weird. But then I realized as we kept going, the smell never went away. And I was like, is that us? Is this bus making that smell? And then I saw out the side of the window, smoke, like a lot of smoke. And it was like a relatively busy bus. And I was like, you guys are definitely noticing this. How come no one is reacting? How come no one's doing anything? But I just took my cue from them. I mean, they're the locals. I had no idea what was going on. But I'm not going to try to tell the bus driver his bus is fucking smoking and smelling terrible. I mean, he smelled it. Everybody smelled it. It was like, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. Apparently you do, but I'm getting off this bus. This is creepy as shit, man. What is happening? So I didn't actually make it because it's like the other side of Jeju City where this dentist is. And also at that point, I started realizing like, maybe you get a little blast of energy when you first get going, but no sleep is no sleep. There's no way around that. But then I started to realize too that as with all things in life, it really is expectation. Expectation has such a large part to play in how you feel about stuff. Because I was like, I still got 20 some days left in Jeju. It's not extra important that I walk any circumnavigating. It's not extra important that I see a dentist. I mean, all these things slip away very quickly. And it's like, who knows? Maybe I'll just somehow fuck up and I won't finish walking around the island. And maybe I'll somehow fuck up and I won't get to a dentist. Put it off yet again till I'm in Taiwan. Even if those things happen, though, whatever. It's not the end of the world. Why beat yourself up? What's the point? And then when I, recalibrated my brain, it's like, this is actually in its own weird way. I do like this weather. I like when it's like this kind of humidity with cloud cover, because it is just kind of neat. I mean, it's excessive today. It's kind of insane. But the heat's still really not that bad because of the cloud cover. So it's just weird. It's like the kind of weather that I would almost never experience in Canada. You know, I could count on one fucking hand the number of times that it's like rainy and humid. It just doesn't happen. And since I got off the bus early because it appeared to me like it was about to fucking ignite into flames, I was pretty far from the bus terminal, but I was like, that's fine, I'll just take a new route I've never taken before and just walk through Jeju City. And like, that can just be what I'm doing today. It's only because I made up these other plans that I was getting a little agitated that none of my plans were coming to fruition. It's like, well, just make a new plan, bitch. Just make a new fucking goal for the day. New goal for the day was to just take a bus ride into Jeju City, have a nice humid stroll with intermittent pitter-patters of rain through the city, and then get to the bus station and get on the bus and go the fuck back to the fucking Tsegwapo. Hooray! You did it! New goal achieved! But I really gotta figure out some way. I don't know how or what to do. I gotta figure out some way to not stay up till 7 in the morning anymore. I mean, obviously by the time it's time to travel, that's gonna be extra important. But even before then, it just fucks the day. It fucks everything so hard. So that's, I don't know. That's what I'm gonna try to do. But I guess if I had a good solution to my sleep issues, I would have enacted them literal decades ago. But anyway, that was today. Just a little quick in-between day update. So fucking humid that I couldn't see through my glasses. And I don't know, man, if your bus is just spewing smoke and smells like a burning tire, I guess that's fine around here. I guess everyone's just like, whatever, we're almost where we're trying to get to, just tough it out. Where me, the wussy outsider, I was like, yeah, okay. I'm getting off the bus though, so good luck everyone. Good luck. All right, it's the next day. I'm back at the place where I ended last episode, where I found the amazing super like rugged campsite style washroom out of nowhere right when I needed it the most. So I was just back there, just stopped in real quick even though I didn't really need it, but just like, why not take a bonus pee after my long bus ride. And yeah, there was like spider webs across the door and stuff, and just like, yeah, that really is weird. I don't know why that washroom is there. I mean, even just the way it's designed, you can't even tell it's a washroom. It's like turned away from the road. It's like so obscure. But I'm so glad it was there the other day. Fucking awesome. Yeah, it's pretty windy today. All the windmills out in the water, they're all spinning today. It's really overcast still, but it hasn't rained at all, and I feel like it might not. I mean, who knows, but I think I might get lucky today. This kind of turned out. The weather's actually a lot nicer than yesterday, so it's all right that yesterday was a bit of a incomplete attempt to come circumnavigate. This is one of these things, too, where it's like, oh, wow, it's rainy again, and it's rainy again, and it's rainy again. Wait a second. The week-long forecast says it's going to be rainy every day. And even then, like, it still took me a little bit to realize, like, oh, right, the rainy season. I've heard people talk about that before in Japan. Obviously, it's the same everywhere in this region of the world. I'm going to try to kind of hold my hat as a windscreen around my recorder. Hopefully it's not too bad, but it is really windy today. But yeah, as far as like a rainy season goes, I guess just going by my Canadian experiences on the east coast of Canada, the weather is crazy. Like, you just don't ever have the same weather for extended periods. It's all over the place. And when I lived on the west coast in Vancouver, It was always really, really hot in the summer to the point that like grass was dying and stuff, and then it would get all cloudy and crappy in the fall. So I really didn't expect, I guess, the rainy season to be right in June and July. But if you're from this part of the world, you know, you would just expect this. Like when you're planning out your, well, probably you wouldn't be planning out your walk around Jeju Island this time of year just because of the heat and humidity. But additionally, the rainy season too. I mean, that might also be why the Jeju Ole Trail website that said don't do this in the middle of summer, maybe they meant this as well. But overall, if I am stuck doing this walk in the middle of the summer, I think this rainy period, I think overall is probably better. Because yeah, like days like today, it's not even raining. Yesterday, it didn't rain too much. I don't know, just because the heat was so bad. The heat was so insane. But I guess if a big super rainy day happens, you know, I guess you can kind of fight your way through the sun more easily. If I wanted to go walk in the sun, it's a little unpleasant, but it's doable where there's, hits a point with the rain where it's not doable. So we'll see. I mean, I still think I'm going to make it. But now I'm thinking if I don't, it actually might be, if we have a big, like a bunch of rain, maybe that'll do me in. We will see. And man, these numbers on the buses too, I was just going to wait for the bus. And a bus showed up right as I got there. And I was like, oh wait, is that the bus I need? Like I gotta shock my brain, jog my brain right away. Cause I don't have time to waste here. Like I gotta get on this bus right away if this is the bus. And it was the 281. And I'm racking my brain and I'm racking my brain. And I'm like, no. Cause it's the 201 and the 202 that go around the outside of the island. And it's the 181 that goes up to Jeju City. So the 281 is some kind of bastardization of both. It's not what I needed. But I'm glad that this ride is gonna start getting shorter now, because yeah, so I'm doing the thing where I take the 201 to Seguapo bus terminal, and then I figured out you can, just within the terminal, hop on the 202 from there. And I was all confused last episode. What's happening? It's not that confusing, really. But I'm glad that this ride is going to start getting shorter because, yeah, for whatever reason, maybe it's just the different bus types. The 181 up to Jeju City is a lot larger of a bus. So it just didn't give me a lot of motion sickness problems. But this one, I'm right back to it. It's still a very long ride, and I'm just like, oh, geez, there's that feeling. Not fun sitting on the bus. But then I get here and then it's fine, you know, it's always worth it. Now I'm here by the shore and there's like all the windmills. And I think I've escaped the city too. I'm far enough south on the island, on the southwest side, that I've definitely escaped, at least for the time being, I've definitely escaped civilization. This place is Ruralsville. I also saw a little sign just yesterday as I record this, so when you hear this in the future, this is long past, this is just the new policy, but I saw a sign that said starting yesterday, no cash on the bus. You have to have a T-Money card and you have to pay with the T-Money card. Which is what I was doing anyway, but I was like, if anything ever goes wrong or I somehow lose my card or I forget to refill it or something, it's good to know that you could do the backup of money, but that is no longer the case. The bus does not take money. But yeah, now for sure, you need a T-Money card. Which I got mine from a machine at the subway station by the airport in Seoul. But this little sign said you can get them at convenience stores. Which I did try that briefly. And the one convenience store I went to did not have them. But presumably on Jeju, it's easier to do because it's your only option. It's funny too, this one I got out of the machine, because if you look on YouTube videos about these T-Money cards, you can get them, like they don't have a uniform look. You can get all kinds of cool ones with different designs and stuff. So I was disappointed in a way that the one I got was a tourist one out of this machine that did give me a tiny cash back, gave me back like 20 cents whenever I rode the subway in Seoul. Not a bad thing to have, but like didn't really matter either. but it's just kind of these like garish colors, and it's got a big text band at the top that says Tour Korea, you know, tourist card, whatever. And yeah, I was a little disappointed just because I love my transit cards. Like when I was stuck home during COVID, I loved looking at like, oh, there's my Vancouver one, and there's my Toronto one, and there's my Montreal one. There's my Amsterdam one. That one's pretty ugly too. But my crown jewel was the Suica card from Japan. And I was like, ah, my Korea one, it's all ugly. But I never bothered trying to replace it or anything. I just started using it, and now I actually like it. Like, I've just been using it so long that now I'm like, ah, my card. There's my little card. Look at that ugly thing. Like, now I like it. Now I want to keep this one. But all right, I guess now my mission is just to walk. Walking along the shore. This is definitely a pretty underdeveloped area. The Olay Trail signs are nowhere near here. And I actually got, there was a sneaky edit in here where I actually got to like a little stream that I couldn't cross. And I had to backtrack through all this tall grass and stuff. Like, I was too much on the shore. I was trying to stick to the shore and I got to an impassable part with no bridge. Had to back up, go back and around. But this is what I was asking for, man. I've only passed like three people so far today. This is just shoreline stuff. Nice, rugged shoreline. Lots of windmills. Oh, actually, there's two windmills that aren't moving. Three that aren't moving. Oh, one of them is moving a little bit, just a little bit. But then all the other ones are moving. We got 90% windmill movage. That's weird. Obviously, I don't know, as this comes up often, I don't know anything about anything. I don't know how windmills work. I don't know why those ones aren't moving and the other ones are. Seems pretty windy to me. But yeah, nice empty coastline. No direct sunlight on me. Really can't complain. I guess what I want to do today is that I'm very close to the point, the western point of the island where the bus stops. There's one on the west and one on the east where the bus just stops so the bus driver can get off and smoke a cigarette or take a pee or whatever. So I had to wait there, even though I was only going a little bit further as the bus flies. It's gonna be a bit of a walk, but if I can at least make it to there, that'll be a good spot. And then that will, I guess, officially bring me 3/4 of the way around the island. Pretty fucking rad. So, all right, I'm gonna get walking. Although that is what I've been doing this whole time. I'm gonna continue walking. Well, this has been kind of nice. I'm out on a rock outcropping now, out in the ocean. And I'm walking along a little path through some greenery, heading toward a big sheer cliffside. I don't know where the path's gonna take me. I don't know if I actually am gonna go near there. But with the overcast weather and the big cliffs and the greenery, not that I've ever been to Ireland, but just seeing it on TV, it's like in Always Sunny when they go and dump, spoiler alert, I won't spoil it. They dump somebody's body off a cliff. That's what it looks like. It's pretty nice and it's still real windy. Once again, glad I brought my weather-resistant jacket. Because even today, leaving the house, it's like, man, this thing really is pretty heavy. Even just rolled up and having it around my shoulders, it's like, dude, it is just too humid and too hot for this. But, like the day I got stranded because I missed the bus, I was super glad to have this coat. Ooh, waves crashing. And when it does rain, I'm glad to have it. Today's the only day it's been windy like this where I really do need this hood. But I'm glad I got the hood. Even if the days when I need this jacket only come up once in a while, every time it's like, wow, I really did need it though. It'd be such a bad idea not to have it with me. And yeah, before this, there was a whole area where there was a bunch of walkways that went out into the water that went right under all of the windmills. Pretty nice, not bad. But yeah, I'm also glad I got the hood just because I do tend to get earaches from wind even with, I was hoping having earbud headphones, you know, once those got popular, I was like, oh, that's like sealing up my ear. Maybe that'll help. But I guess there's a lot more openings in your head, I don't know, than you realize or whatever. Doesn't really help. Having a hood is super important. But man, though, I mean, yesterday I was saying how I was mega tired, and yeah, when I got back home, it's the worst I've felt when I haven't actually been sick. I couldn't believe how bad I felt. I'm just like, man, I really am just fucking exhausted. So I did manage to go to bed early yesterday, and I got tons of sleep, like 10 hours. This is what's like frustrating about being a bad sleeper, is that it didn't feel like I got 10 hours. I still woke up feeling like, Jesus, so how do I kind of feel like shit? What the fuck? And people will always give you their, well, now you overslept, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I know people can't help it. People that are better at sleeping, they think they got all the answers. They don't fucking know what they're talking about at all. Because it just doesn't matter is the point. I could get no sleep, I could get all the sleep, I could get the perfect sleep. It just doesn't matter. None of it matters. So it's just like annoying today walking along where it's just like, my body just keeps... It's like my body's against me. It's just needling me with like, hey, you feel bad. Hey, by the way, don't forget you feel bad. And it's like, but why do I feel bad? I went to bed early. I did everything I can for you. Until eventually, it's nice to be out by the shore here all by myself on a windy, fucked up day. Because I finally just like lost my temper at myself, I guess. And I was just yelling into the wind like, will you fuck off? Like, I'm not going home. There's nothing I can do for you. I gave you all the sleep. We're out here now. Just fuck off. Stop it. Stop fucking harassing me with like, oh, you know, here's a headache. Hey, you feel bad, by the way. Fuck you. And that's the weird thing is that it works. Like, just to kind of get yourself angry. Get some fucking adrenaline pumping through your system. Like, right now, I don't know if it'll last, but right now I feel okay. Like, it went away. My head feels fine now. I just needed to like get over that hump, to just like get whatever bad feeling hormones to just flush out of my body. I just needed to force them out. I mean, in a way, I guess it's just like exercise, you know? It's like endorphins. But the problem is I didn't hike up any mountains today. I didn't do enough stuff to get any exercise feelings flowing. I'm just walking, and I walk all the time. Walking doesn't work, you know? Walking's not enough exertion. But I don't know, it's just one of those things. It's like, if you know anybody with has a hard time containing their anger, I don't know, just try to keep in mind that all they're really doing is just trying to regulate how they feel. Because like my dad had a way worse temper than me. But I never really held it against him because, you know, I'm his son. I know what it's like. I got whatever's wrong with him is also wrong with me. And he had it just so much worse. So obviously if someone is mean to you or someone is an abusive person, don't put up with that. But like my dad never got mad at people. He just got mad at video games or because he lost his keys, you know, mad at the world. He'd have to like go outside and like go for a drive so he could just like get it out, you know? I don't usually have to do that, but I did today. And I mean, that's the thing, is that it worked. Nothing else was working. Going to sleep early didn't work. Going out for a nice constitutional didn't work. Being in this beautiful place and this beautiful shoreline, seeing all this beautiful stuff didn't work. Yelling into the wind, telling my own body to fuck off, that's what worked. You know, that's what finally like woke me up. Got something different to flow through my system. So I don't know, that's just my little PSA for if you know somebody with emotional problems. That's one of my favorite lines in Donnie Darko. When that girl he meets, what's her name, Gretchen? Talking about how her dad or her stepdad has emotional problems. And Donnie's all giddy. And he's like, oh, I have emotional problems too. What kind of emotional problems does your dad have? That's so good. But yeah, as long as they're not doing anything to you, if they're just mad at the world, try to understand, because sometimes that's all you got, man. Sometimes that's all you got. But if they're taking it out on you, they can fuck right off. There is no excuse for that. That's a step too far. That's not cool, and that's not okay. But all right, I'm gonna keep walking along these here Emerald Isles. I'm not quite sure how close I am to where, to the bus stop I was hoping to get to, and it's tough to take out the phone and to check into whatever. It's just so fucking windy, and it's just like, I'm just gonna trudge. I'm just gonna keep trudging. And then I'm gonna get to a bus stop eventually, I'll get back to the road, and then we'll just see. Even if I don't quite get there, I'll be close enough, whatever. Man, this is pretty fucking nice. So this trail did go up into the cliffs. And now I'm like up on this cliffside looking out at the ocean, and there's some other smaller mountains out in the water that I don't think you're allowed to go to. I saw some colors on one of the shores. I'm like, is that people? But no, I don't know what that is. I can't tell. But it's super pretty, and I just found a sign. So I thought, because I think this is the first thing on the west side of the island that is so good that I would say, like, you should come see this if you're on Jeju. This one's worth it. It's the Sangyigijeon Sea Trail. Sangyigijeong Sea Trail. It literally means a cliff trail with nesting places for birds, as Sangyigijeon stands for bird, cliff, and sea. Flocks of cormorants, which I guess is a kind of bird I've never heard of before, herring, gulls, and gulls inhabit this area. I think you said gulls twice. But I guess that helps explain why everything is a jiang. If jiang means sea, that would explain why I see that word everywhere, because on Jeju, everything is next to the sea. Sangyigijeon. Surely I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's Route 12. Is that Route 12 of the Olay Trail? Probably. But yeah, this is real nice, man. This is for sure worth coming to. This is some beautiful shit. Okay, I'm still on the same trail, but I found a sign with a different name, so I don't know, just might help help you figure out what the heck I'm talking about. This one says it's called the Dang Sanbong Geo Trail. Dangsanbong. Geo Trail. And I can still see those cool mountains. Why do I keep saying mountains? They're islands. You call those islands when they're in the water. They're not little mountains in the water. But there's a plaque here with a story, the Chagwido story. This overall doesn't make sense, spoiler alert, but I mean, you know, these weird stories, they never make sense. It's not like our Western stories about Jesus and stuff make any sense. Why should the rest of the world make sense? But the basics of these islands. Chagwido is composed of uninhabited islets. Yeah, I guess that's what you call a tiny island. Do you pronounce it islets or islets? Jukdo, Wado, etc. It's about 2 kilometers away from the seashore of Gosanri, Jeju Island. Chagwido Natural Reserve was designated as a natural monument for its beautiful scenery as well as its high biological value. The name Chagwi literally means stopping a boat from returning home. So there we go. That part is all like, yeah, okay, cool. Little islands. If you were in a boat, you could stop there just before you get back to the shore, 2 kilometers offshore. Now here's the story. According to local legend, a man named Ho Zhongdan, master of feng shui from China, was worried about the emergence of a great figure who would pose a threat to China. On his way back to China, after cutting off the veins of earth and water, the guardian deity of Mount Halasan turned into a hawk, created a storm, and sank his boat, returning home near Chagwido. Okay, so anyway, there you go. I don't think I've actually read one of those stories since, well, I guess when I first got to Busan, there was one up on the mountain with the god who fell off his horse. And then over by the ocean there, by the seaside, there was another story of a mermaid who could see her homeworld reflected in the water. Some such. These stories pop up all over the place. But yeah, I mean, I just generally don't necessarily read them because, you know, they're just weird. It's just a weird story. But I thought I would read that one just because visually this place is fucking gorgeous. Give this place a little extra shine. I'll read your weird story, Chaguadeau. Why the hell not? Man, that is quite an A-plus area. Once you get down off the side of the cliff, thankfully the Olay Trail arrows are there to direct you, because it's a little counterintuitive. You gotta kind of backtrack a little, circle back a little. But as long as you follow the arrows, then you go down to the shore and you can see all those cool islets, the islets, out in the sea. From the other side, from the side, from a different angle. Just nice, just fucking nice all around. And then you can also look back at the cliffside that you just got off of. And it's all pretty as fuck. And now I'm just walking down a little country road. I don't know where the major route with the bus is, but I got to assume I'm not too far from it. And I think I'm reaching the point now where it's probably about time to bail out. So I'm gonna say, let's just presume that I made it to the 3/4 point. I'm actually pretty sure I am past it at this point. Oh, okay, wait, I'm remembering. I saw this on the way in. I'm actually not quite there. Suwalbong Peak Summit is the halfway, and I'm not quite there yet. See, that's the thing. I could just skirt past that and get to where I was trying to get to. But I would like to go up there. Yeah, this looks like a whole extra to do. Suwalbong Observatory, it's got the little camera icon on Google Maps. I definitely want to go check that out, but not right now. I do not want to walk up another mountain. Or do I? I mean, there's the freaking Olay arrow pointing me in that direction. And actually, I don't know where the bus even is. Ah, well, fuck it. Fuck it. It's 6:45. I got time to do this. Going up to Suwalbong Peak Summit, then I'll catch a bus. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it to the 3/4 mark for sure. I'm happy to report, though, that I feel so much better. You know, I'm still like a little just weirdly wiped, because I mean, I just am every day. I don't know. That's nothing new. But yeah, it was just this, it was such a frustrating feeling earlier where it was just like my, it just felt like my head was like clawing me down, like pulling me down, like, oh, go to sleep or something. Stop doing this. But like I said before, it's that combination of like, well, that's not an option. We're out here walking, you know, there is no bailing out. And I went to bed like before midnight yesterday. I didn't wake up till 10 a.m. It's just inappropriate. I know it's weird to say that about your body. Obviously, it's just whatever, natural, but it just doesn't make sense. It's just not okay, man. Like, if my body's gonna fuck with me because I stayed up all night, that's one thing. If my body's gonna fuck with me for no reason, give it a rest, cuntbag. But yeah, I don't know. Once I yelled into the sea, may or may not have beat my chest a little bit. You know, like an angry ape. I still feel all right. It really did help. But you just can't do that kind of stuff in polite society. You gotta be on a shoreline on a windy day. Though speaking of that, the sun is also peaked out just a little, just a teeny bit, which is also very nice. Just a tiny little hello. Hello, sun. It's so nice. But the other thing that's kind of nice is from my early days in Korea, how my favorite coffee brand was Acafela. Just the regular one with the brown label, with the light brown label. I loved it. Oh man, I'm only like a little ways up. And there's already a gorgeous view. Another one of these just like cliff sides covered in greenery. And the ocean. And yeah, there's it's the same, I think the same thing I could see on the shore of the islets. It's just something blue on the shore. It's like a blue drum. Don't know what that is. Seems awfully large to be just something that washed up, but I don't know what it might be for. Anyway, yeah, this one brand, Acafela, it's my favorite. But I haven't been drinking them lately because I've been buying the coffee that comes in cups, so I can then fill the cups full of popsicles so they don't melt down my arm. Oh, look at that. There's actually a coastal trail. I followed the Ole markers kind of through a field, but there is actually a coastal road I could have walked on, but maybe there's a reason why it didn't lead me that way. Maybe it's just for cars. There might not be a lot of space to walk on. Looks pretty though, if you're in a car. Yeah, I haven't had a cafe la in a while, and also because the convenience stores are just so completely random around here. My kingdom for the fucking plum popsicles. They're so hard to find. I found a pineapple popsicle of that same brand. There's strawberry, plum, and apparently pineapple. And the plum is quite rare, and the pineapple is mega rare. They only had one of them, and I've never seen it before. And it was kind of nice, but luckily I'm not obsessed with it like I am the plum one, because I'm never going to see them again. So along those lines, the Acafela may or may not actually be at the store that you're at. But not only did I get one free Acafelas today, but because my share houses in Seoul and Jecheon didn't have mini fridges, and then the one in Busan did, but I didn't bother plugging it in because I wasn't using it for anything and it made a lot of noise. So my Acafelas were always warm when I drink them in the morning. But I realized today that, you know, I drank one when I first bought them. And then the other two have just been in my pockets, and they've been getting progressively warmer throughout the day. And that's what I really like. It's just so delicious. Nice Acafela at room temperature. Mmm. So yummy. I really love that shit. It is weird how you just, you know, develop a taste for whatever's around. Like my dad. When my dad was growing up, my grandpa in Quebec had a little general store where one of the things they would do is sell cheese, where they had like a huge cheese block and he would like cut it up like the big, I don't know, just like a big slicer thing to slice up cheese. And there would sometimes be little odds and ends of cheese that had just dried up throughout the day. And my pa was allowed to eat those at the end of the day. And for the rest of his life, he loved dried out cheese. He would deliberately take a piece of cheese, not a real big one, just like a little corner of a block of cheese, and he'd put it in a cabinet somewhere, you know. And then that night he would usually eat it on crackers. He just loved dried cheese. And in fact, his mother, my grandma McNally, she loved burnt toast, and I never got the story of how that developed. Apparently people were just eating weird stuff in rural fucking Quebec. But yeah, she always wanted her toast burned. She wanted blackness on her toast. That's how she liked it. So anyway, room temperature Acafela. That to me, that's that's premium. The premium Korean coffee experience. That shit's so fucking good. I loved it. And actually, possibly all that caffeine also is the reason why I feel pretty good right now. It's a vicious circle. I'm sure that doesn't help a person fall asleep early. But that's so demoralizing too, is it's like, should I even fight to try to go to bed early again? What the hell's the point if I'm just gonna wake up feeling miserable either way? Anyway, this isn't a fun topic. I'll stop talking about my sleep problems. Just thank the Christing Lord above that I have a basic lifestyle where it doesn't really matter that much that I can never sleep right. Because, yeah, every job I've ever had in my life has been made significantly fucking harder. Because I just don't fall into line. Doesn't matter how long I have the routine of having to get up at a specific time each day. My body never adapted, not once. It just got ground down more and more and more. More and more misery. In some ways, doing the old graveyard shift at coffee shops in Vancouver, it was the thing that suited me the best. And I mean, even in those cases, like, I'd be taking the bus home. I'd get off at 7 a.m. in the morning. And I'd be, like, nodding off on the way home on the bus. It wasn't easy to stay up that late. But it was easier than getting up early. Anyway. As you can hear, I'm walking uphill. And yeah, every time there's a break in the trees, it's yet another view of those little islands. Yeah, everything around here is just like, hey, take a look. Look at these islands from every possible side. There was even one of the plaques had a picture that was like, hey, by the way, here's what your shoreline looks like from over there. You'll never be able to see that view, but somebody else took a picture and here it is. And here's a pagoda at the top, coming up with cars. This must be, oh, and there's the observatory. Because it's a building with a fucking big ball on the top, a big white ball. Yeah, this wasn't so bad, actually. I mean, I literally just rambled and talked the whole time I went up. That was not a difficult journey. I just psyched myself out a little because it's kind of the end of today. That wasn't so bad. Sewellbong is 77 meters high, serves as an observatory of the western part of Jeju Island, offering dramatic views of sea and land. Its steep seaside cliff, called Eongal, extends about 2 kilometers eastward and is well known as a natural springs called Nokgumwul. Okay, here we go. Long ago, there lived a brother and a sister named Nokgo and Suol, respectively. They came to Sewellbong to pick up the root bark of various areolaceous shrubs, another word I've never heard before, that would save their dying mother. They found the herb growing on the steep seaside cliff of a peak. Suol bravely climbed the cliff, but fell to her death. I knew that was coming. But fell to her death just as she picked the herb. Nokgo, overcome by grief, cried for 17 days. Okay, that's not so bad. I thought he was going to throw himself off the cliff. Overcome by grief, Nokgo cried for 17 days. His tears over the loss of his sister became the natural springs that flow from the cliff. Yeah, that's a little more in line with reality. Still a load of fucking hooey, but it's a little less fantastical than most of the stories. And now, as is tradition, we're up at the top. There's a couple of big spyglass things. Looks like they have a money slot, like you gotta pay to use it to look through this magnifier thing, big binocular things. But they don't work so well for me anyway, what with my glasses and all. But yeah, the sun has disappeared again. It's very overcast and gray again, but in a very beautiful way. And again, I guess this is the tradition, right? Just imagine a view that you can't see. There's the cliffside, all covered in greenery, the waves crashing down below me. This is actually high enough up and steep enough that I don't love the feeling of standing this close to the edge, even though there's a fence. It feels a little weird. Then there's those islands out in the fucking water, and then back behind me, I can see everywhere that I walk today. Pretty fucking nice, man. Pretty fucking nice. I wonder, that because, yeah, I can see now this seaside road that goes this whole way. But I feel like it's probably not coincidence that the Olay Trail told me not to do that. Because if you did have to walk along it without pedestrians, like, it's very narrow. I don't think there's a pedestrian part. I think, you know, you'd just be in cars' way. That would not be fun. But it's too bad because it looks very pretty. It'd be a nice theoretically a nice walk, and in actuality a nice drive. But yeah, fucking nice. Very fucking nice in there. I think we officially made it 3/4. Because I remember it was a something or other peak. I was like, okay, that's where I got to get to. And this is the only thing listed as a peak that I've passed today. So this is definitely it. Sualbong Peak. 3/4. Awesome. As for this observatory building, I don't know. But I also don't care. I don't need to go any higher up. I'm already high enough up. I'm already uncomfortable. This is fine. All right, well, thank you again for joining me on one of my coastal adventures. Oh, this is cool. Now the other way, I can see the coast coming up ahead of me. Though I can't see that far, because, yeah, it is fucking... Man, with this humidity and overcastedness. Yeah, I can't see very far down the coast before it all just disappears. It just gets swallowed up in the mist. But this is nice. This is, like, way, way nicer than than when it's sunny. So much more comfortable, so much easier to do this walk without just melting into a puddle. And also just really pretty in its own weird, creepy, overcast way. Still super duper nice. Nice and windy, no rain today. In a weird way, this is like the perfect weather. I mean, I guess I wouldn't want this weather for the entire walk. It's nice for it to change up a bit. But if I had to pick, if you had to pick just one type of weather for it to be the whole time, I would give this serious consideration. Fuck the sun. The sun can suck my goddamn dick. Who needs it? I gotta talk quiet because I'm on the bus. There's only one other person on the bus, though. It's almost empty. But man, I finally got my wish how earlier on the west side of Jeju, I was saying how the coastline was very close to the main highway around the island. And that I wished it had, you know, there was a little more distance because I was just walking by traffic a lot. Well, I got my wish because, I was like, all right, cool, done for today. Let's get back to the bus. And the bus is nowhere near the coast. It was a long way. So I ended up walking through this farmland. And it was kind of cool because the sun was setting through the haze. And it really reminded me of being in Jecheon. I had views like that in Jecheon a lot, walking through the farmland as the sun went down. But I was thinking how distinctly nicer this was because I don't have a pollution mask on right now. It really does help. I mean, it just makes the day feel so bad when you gotta wear that pollution mask. But I managed to make it just before the sun went down, which was lucky. It was getting real dark and there was no lights in the farmland. That would have been a little rough. I only just realized this recently, being closer to the equator, it didn't really occur to me when I was in Japan in 2019 during the summer how early the sun goes down. And it's finally started to dawn on me here, like that it goes from light to pitch dark between 7:30 and 8, like by 8 o'clock, and it's early July right now, by 8 o'clock it's pitch black, it's so dark. And I realized how different that is from Canada, where in the wintertime, it's dark really early, but in the summertime, it stays light really late. You know, like 9:30, 10 at night, the sun is finally going down, just goes down very gradually. And then of course, if you go up to like Dawson City or something, you get those crazy days where the sun just never goes down. It's just light all the time for a while. So yeah, that never occurred to me till now, that it gets dark so early, even in the summer, and it gets dark fast, like real fast. It's not a gradual twilight. But then, yeah, I got on this bus, and it's all dark, and I was the only one on it initially, and it never got too busy. But this is where that thing I noticed the other day, So it wasn't just my imagination. I did see this, that the little bus route listed on Google Maps does say it stops at the Seguapo bus terminal. So I was like, ah, nuts, you know? Darn, I'm gonna be stuck there. So I'll have to either figure out what local bus to take, or I'll just, you know, it's a long, pretty long walk, but maybe I'll just walk. But I got to that terminal and the bus kept going. So yeah, I'm happy to report. I got on the bus a little after 8 o'clock, and even though it's pitch black and nobody was on the bus and the thing said it wasn't gonna take me all the way into central Seguapo, it is. I'm heading there right now. So it'll drop me off at the little rotary. And it's just a relief. I just didn't want to have to do an extra 90 minutes of walking or sorting out a bus or whatever. But yeah, it looks like that the 202 bus stopping at the Seguapo bus terminal, if it does in fact do that at all, it must be like right at the end of the day, the very last bus. It's a little exaggerated on Google Maps, so that's good to know. What a nice surprise. Just when the bus didn't pull into the terminal and another guy stayed on the bus, I'm like, oh, amazing. Amazing, the bus is still going. But yeah, I'm almost back home, so all right, there's the episode. Thank you very much for listening. I will talk to you next episode. I'll see you then. Adios.